Do guys see my screen? Can I mute yourselves for a second? Good? Okay, very good. Okay, so you guys are reading Nusso this week. So I want to read this Ramban. I feel like the idea behind this Ramban might be famous. The truth is, I didn't even remember it was the Ramban who says this idea, but I feel like I've definitely heard this idea. But I think if we look at it inside, we'll have some insight. And that is, why does the Torah feel the need to have, you know, whatever it is, the last 40% of the Parsha, to repeat again and again all the description of the Karbanos that each Nasi brought for the Chanukas HaMizbeach, for the Chanukas HaMishkan? That, you know, you could have said, Zeh Korban Nachshon Ben Aminadav, and then gone through it, and then said the same thing for all the other 11 Nisim. What's the need to just take so much space? You know, the Torah has the Yukim, entire Parakim in Baba Kama, could be based on a Pasuk or two. And here we have literally, I mean, dozens and dozens of Pesukim. So what's the idea of the repetition? So the Ramban here, we're kind of jumping in the middle, but this is really where he starts this Nekuda. Vanachon, okay? Hanachon, for those who don't see my cursor, starting up top here. Hanachon betam hakasuv, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu chole kavod liyireyav. Hashem wants to give honor to those who fear him. Kmo she'amar ki michabdai echabe. Right? I honor those who honor me. V'hine ha'nasim kulam b'yom echad heviu ha'korban hazeh she'hiskimu alav yachad. So just in terms of the pshat is that they came together. The pasuk actually says that there are six wagons, so there had to be some sort of group offering of these gifts. They came on the first day, and they all brought it to the Mishkan, but the actual animals were offered as karbanos in the preceding days. So they all came together to bring these karbanos. She'eskimo lav yachad, they all agreed upon it. And it can't be that they're literally going to bring it at the same exact moment. So they decided that what they should do is dependent on the order of how they're supposed to travel, right? When the Anan goes up and the camp travels, that was the order that they're gonna offer the Karbanos in. Aval ratza lehaskiram bishmam ubifrat korbanehem ulehaskir yomoshokol echa. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to mention each one by name, mention his offering by name. Lo sheyaskir v'yichabed esarishon ze korban nachshon bin Aminadav. It wouldn't be appropriate to say this is the korban of Nachshon of Yomer v'chein hikrivu hanesim ish ish yomo, and say, and the same thing for everybody else. Ki yeze kitzur bekavod ha'chirim. So first of all, the Ramban has a very nice pshat. He says, why does the Torah have a need to express everybody individually? Because it wouldn't be fair. I mean, who are you going to pick? So for the first one who offers it, Nachshon ben Amidadav. If you just say this is his korban, but who adin everybody else? So then you're putting a lot of the spotlight on Nachshon. What about everybody else? Hashem wants to give everybody their proper due. So therefore, there's no other way but list everybody individually. And then at the end, there's the sum total of all the offerings to show that even though there is an order, and even though there were the first and there were the last and there were those in the middle, from a Kadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, everybody was as beloved as everybody else. Okay, that's what the Sifri means, that we have to have the sum total to show you, just like they all had the idea, Hashem also received each of them with the same amount of love and appreciation. Okay, now, what I was saying a minute ago, there's a famous idea, that's what he says in the continuation. So until now, the Ramban just says that you can't say, well, why do you have to spell out all the Nisim? Just have the first one. Because you'll say, well, that's not fair for the second one and all of them, and you know, all of them. So for every one that you're going to mention, you'll say, well, what about the other one? So you're stuck. You have to mention each of them individually. Oh, so now the second paragraph of the Ramban. We're not going to necessarily read the entire thing because it gets a little bit detailed. I would say a little bit mystical, maybe. Some gematrias here. But let's see what the Ramban says. Oh, kefi ha-medrash ha-acher. Until now, the Ramban was basing himself on the Sifrei. One of the Midrashim, now he's basing himself on the Medrash Rabbah. Okay, what does the Medrash Rabbah say? Shehayim misores miyakov avinu biyad kol shevet v'shevet kol mashi idrolo ad yamos ha-mashiach. Ad yamos ha-mashiach, right? When Yaakov Avinu gave the brachos, he wanted to tell the Shvatim exactly when Mashiach was going to come, but Chazal say that he wasn't able to. But apparently this Medrash says, but he still gave them over some sort of, and actually, if you just look at Rashi, in Parshas Vayechi, that seems to be the pshat of a lot of the brachos. He's telling the Shvatim in some sort of general sense, what's their path, what's their destiny for Jewish history. Okay, so Yaakov told all the Shvatim what their destiny is until the times of Mashiach. V'hizchil nachshon v'hikriv al seder hamalchus. So Nachshon, from him is going to be Malachim. So when he was bringing these specific things, Karos Kesef Achash, Shloshim Yom Mishkalah, Mizrak Echad Kesef, Shim Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh, right? He's looking at these numbers, and he's thinking about things related to his destiny, right? Ka'ara U'Mizrak, right? The idea of a bowl and a Mizrak is also some sort of receptacle. Keneged Shnei Malachim She'asidim Lases Mimenu She'molichim Bayam U'Viyabasha Fem Shlomo U'Melech HaMashiach. This idea of the round things, they represent the world. They represent the globe. To show you, he's going to have two descendants who are going to literally rule over the entire world. Shlomo HaMelech and ultimately Melech HaMashiach. V'lechein hikriv ke'ara. Keneged hayam, shumakiv es ha'olam kulo, v'domo le'ke'ara. I think the idea maybe being, if you're at the beach and you look at the horizon, you can see almost the slight curvature of the earth. You see that there's a certain roundness. It's a little bit bowl-like, like a slight curve of a bowl. So somehow he was thinking, I want to bring in Kadosh Baruch Hu, this Ke'ara, to represent the idea that he's going to lead my children to be leaders over the entire world. Right? Shloshim Umeya. What's the idea of Shloshim Umeya? Of 130. Right, that was the weight in Shkalim of this Ke'ara. Shebi Yom Shlishi Hikfe Kadosh Baruch Hu Kol Hayomim Lamakom Echa Bekaram Yomim Begematria Umeya. So the idea, again, somehow mystically or pshat-wise, exactly what it is, but that the world is represented by the seas, and the seas are gematria 100. V'shlomo hosif yam echad lemoleches hamikdash v'kav shloshim yisovoso hare mea shloshim. And there's going to be, I don't know what this means exactly. I mean, I know what it means. I don't know what the deeper idea means. That Shlomo, in his base hamikdash, he added the yam shel Shlomo. He added this gigantic kind of kior, kind of contraption, which I think it's circumference. I don't know, I always confuse circumference and diameter. The way across it was 30, so it's 100 of yamim, gematria yamim, plus another yam, which is 30, that's 130. Haremeu shloshim, mizrak echad kesaf, another sort of receptacle that was made of silver. Can I get a olam shu asli kikadur? And that was, the world is also round. Shivim shekel, shehem yimshulal shivim umos. Why is it shivim? Why is it way shivim? Because he's going to rule over the entire world, over all the umos. Shnehem meleim, sheyavu lehem menachos mikulam. Okay, there's going to be menachos, soles, okay, etc., etc., etc. We don't have to read necessarily the end of this entire paragraph, but says the Ramban, based on it's really the Medrash Rabbah that the Ramban is quoting here. The idea that all these things, which seemingly are random, but all of them for Nachshon had a specific meaning, and had a specific remez for what was going to be happening to his descendants. And he kind of wanted to do this offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, the idea of the Chanukas HaMizbeach, the Chanukas HaMishkan, this is literally one of the most critical moments in world history. We're bringing the bias to Hashem. Maybe the main purpose of the creation of our lower world to have a place where Hashem can dwell. So he wanted to have some sort of connection to that moment with what's going to happen to his descendants and their role in the universe. Okay, we're going to skip to the end of. You can read it afterwards. It's beautiful. We're going to skip to the end of this large paragraph and then get to Vinisana. Okay? Yeah, the Ramban was going through a few of the Nisim. Vinisanel ben Suar Chashav Gamkein Belibo. Hopefully, you guys see where I am. Let's go over there, right? Shiyavi Chanuka b'shir zeh, v'chishiv bo tam acher. He also thought, you know what? I also want to bring Karas Kesef Achash, Shloshim Omea Mishkala, Mizrak Echad Kesef, Shivim Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. Okay, so why was he bringing these things? V'hikriv al shem HaTorah, l'fi shayah shivcho shel shevet Yisachar b'chochmas HaTorah. So he was thinking about these things, right? Karas Kesef Achash, this bowl, the silver bowl, 100, well, that weighs 130. Okay, so what does that do with Torah? Karas kesef keneged haTorah shekruya lechem, shenemar lechu lachmo bilachmi. Somehow Torah is represented by lechem. It's like our basic sustenance, our spiritual sustenance. V'nomar bilechem apanim va'asisa ki'arusav. And the idea of having a ka'ara was an integral part of the lechem hapanim. So Nisanel Mitzuar from the Shevet Yisachar, which represents Torah, he was looking at these things from a Torah perspective. And he was looking at all these things in that way. V'zvulin hikriv, if you look at the Medrash, I think it goes through all the different details of what everything represents. V'zvulin hikriv, shaya osik b'prakmatia, he was a businessman, he was a sailor, he was a merchant. V'torech menosein l'soch pib shal Yisachar, he would go out in business, he would make money, and he would support Yisachar, who was learning Torah. V'notel scharimo, and he would get the schar of Talmud Torah in an equivalent way. Ke'ara keneged hayam, shaya l'chof yamin. We already said before, the ke'ara somehow represents the seas, the curvature of the seas. Because he's supposed to go on the seas. V'chein matzu sham b'medrash b'chol shevet v'shevet tam miyuchad b'karbano u'b'shi'urei ha'korban. If you look at the Medrash Rabbah, you can see every detail, what it meant to each of the Nesim. ולכך הישפה עושם הכוסד לפרד כל אחד בעצמו כאילו לא הוזכר האחר. And for that reason, the Torah is spelling out for each one exactly what he brought, as if we don't already know that from the others. לרמוז כי באס אחס עולה במחשבוסן להקריב החנוכה, ולא קידם אחד לחבר במחשבה, ולא בהבא לפני המשכן, to tell you that each one thought of this, and thought of it independently, and also thought of it for an independent reason. Each one, when they were thinking about why this was an appropriate offering for the Chanukah Sam Mishkan, he thought of it from his own personal reasons. And that's why the Pasuk lists them all out equally. Okay, so the Ramban has two explanations why the Torah felt the need to list all the Nesiim's offerings individually, and not just have the offering of Nachshon ben Aminadab of the first, and then say, V'hu Adin everybody else. The first one is that Hashem wanted to show it. He appreciated it. That he, just like they were mechabed him, he wanted to be mechabed them, and therefore he listed them all individually. The second pshat of the Ramban is the idea that because each one had different reasons for bringing it. The idea of this Ramban, and this is what I said, I feel like I've heard this idea before, and you could almost miss it if you don't think about it a little bit more. But what's really the Ramban saying? What the Ramban is saying is that it wouldn't be MS, it wouldn't be true to say that Nachshon brought this, but who I did, everybody else brought that. Because for each of them, even though on the surface it was the exact same items and the exact same amounts, but it wasn't the same offering. For each person, when they were bringing it, it meant a different thing. Nachshon was thinking about the fact that I have Malucha coming from my descendants. And Nisanel was thinking about the fact that I have Tamidei Chachamim coming from my descendants. And Zebulun was thinking about I have businessmen coming from my descendants. And for each one, all these things represented a different tefillah or a different hoda'ah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, for each one, literally, even though you look at it and you look at the psukim, it's the exact same thing on the surface. But says the Ramban, in a deeper level, it was actually a totally different offering because each one was doing it and offering it in a way that reflected what his heart was, where his heart was. And this is the idea that I've heard about the psukim. Maybe not as eloquent as the Ramban spells it out here, but the idea that the Torah couldn't have listed them all just in one lump because everybody had different thoughts. But the Ramban is saying it's much more than that. Why they had different thoughts and what those thoughts were and what they represented, fine. But I think that this idea of the Ramban, that you could look at something in a superficial way and it's identical, right? They're offering the same bowls and the same weights and the same animals, the same wagons. Everything's the same. But you have to understand that's not what it's supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about what they're putting into it and where their hearts are and what their kavanos are. And this Ramban reminds me just of the experience of tefillah. That it's a very big challenge to have kavanah in tefillah, right? We say, even halacha l'maisa, that we don't really have kavanah anymore. This applies to maybe a chas on davening on the night of his wedding. Maybe this applies to the idea of somebody didn't have proper kavanah, should he repeat Shemona Esrei so he could have kavanah again? We assume that we don't have proper kavanah nowadays. We're not very good at having kavanah, we're very distracted, or maybe we're just not so spiritually in tune with what tefillah is about. We need everybody, each and every one of us needs to work in our tefillah and trying to have proper kavanah. But at least, in terms of what it's ideally supposed to be, it's supposed to be that even though for all of us, we're reading the exact same Shemona Esrei, we're reading the exact same Birchas HaTorah and Birchas HaShachar, and the exact same Aleinu, but for everybody, when he's thinking about what those words are saying, it's supposed to be a different kind of hakrava, it's supposed to be a different kind of offering. That when somebody, let's take the most simple example, let's say Slach Lanu. So if we do it in such a way where we don't even think about the words at all, if it's literally identical, all of our tefillos, then we're missing the ikkar. The ikkar is that we're thinking about Hashem should forgive all of us as a group, as a community, but we should also be thinking about what specifically we're asking Hashem for slicha for, or if for refuah, or for parnasa, or for geula, for all these things. It's gonna be for different reasons, and it's gonna be people thinking about it in different ways. But the idea that tefillah, just like the hakrabos of the Nesiim, even though in a superficial way, it's going to be identical. The words are the same in tefillah. The items were the same by the Nesiim. But as the Ramban's saying, if you do it with the proper kavana, and if you do it with your personal kavana, and in a subjective kind of way, it turns out that even though the shul had, let's say, only 10 people nowadays, but it's not going to be one tefillah. It's going to be 10 different tefillahs that are now being said b'tzibur. And that's really the goal. That should be our goal for ourselves. It's not really so realistic to expect to do it for the tefillah as a whole, but maybe little by little, maybe one particular bracha or one particular section that we feel like we want to think about it more, maybe add a personal bakasha, maybe think about what it means to us. But the idea that just like the karbanos of the Nesiim, even though they were the same, the Torah still felt the need to spell it out and to list everyone individually, because when somebody has their own personal kavanas, it turns out that it's actually a completely different hakrava for each person. So we should be zochet to try to work in our tefillah so it becomes a really personal, deep, subjective experience. Adkan.